So she is the president and from DNA Construction Advisors, or at DNA Construction Advisors. So Andrea, thank you so much for being this, doing this Red and NYC, which I like to call interview series.
Sure.
How are you otherwise?
Happy to be back on Red and NYC again. And, you know, I just love the network. I think it's just fantastic the way we've really reinvented with this series. And, you know, I love sharing insights and talking trends with people in my field.
No, you know, and one thing I like about being part of this Red and NYC event and being part of with Selman is just getting to meet people like yourself, Selman, and all the other people that I've interviewed is such a wonderful thing, because I get to learn so much from you guys. And I just love the entrepreneurship that you guys bring to the field. And I, like I said, I'm always learning.
Sure. Yeah, I can actually see your face now. So now we're good.
Oh, so you can see me. Okay, good. Let me make sure. Hold on a second. Okay, so you can see me?
Yes, I can. I can.
All right, perfect.
Beginning, so yes.
Yeah, no, I have some glare too. I just want to make sure that we are on, and I think we are. And I just want to make sure I see you, and there you go. Good. So Andrew, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into this business? Were you always entrepreneurial? Was this something that you always wanted to do as a little girl at five?
No, I have to tell you, I resisted until the ripe old age of 39. Being an entrepreneur, even though my dad told me it was genetically ingrained in me. I didn't want to do this. Like, this is stressful. I always just wanted to be an executive and affect change, but be, you know, part of a team. And now I'm, you know, I am El Jefa, you know, La Jefa, and I don't want to be. I'd rather, you know, just be like a faithful servant. And I have to tell you, funny enough, I actually was with my old boss yesterday. And I said, boss, he's like, yeah, you haven't worked for me in years. And I was like, no, you're always going to be boss. Like, this is stressful. Why did I pick this? And he's like, you're doing great. Like, stay in this. This is exactly where you should be, you know?
So what does, like, as president at DNA Construction Advisors, obviously the question, you know, the, you see advisors, but what else do you advise for your clients? Or do you work with all types of people? Or are we talking just developers or anybody else in the construction field, which could be contractors and yeah, people like so, that?
Yeah, it's very multifaceted. So I work as helping developers with vendor selection, getting them access, or getting MWBE contractors access to these large developers. But more than anything, the developers want to do business with them. They do reach out to me saying, listen, I would love to know who new can I bring to the game? Who could I really be affecting change for in this environment? And, you know, they have strong requirements for MWBEs, and I love being the resource for getting everybody, you know, a Latina or a Latino-owned company, getting people, like a woman-owned business. It, to me, that's just, I love helping the underdog. So that's, the clients love that. Developers call up on me for that every day. But also helping contractors, right? I've made a ton of money for the big guys over the years. And I really love that I'm focusing my energy and my efforts on giving people a real chance, people that this could save their business or this could really be a game changer in the trajectory of where their company goes.
Now, do you, are you more in the local base, like in the New York, New Jersey area, or do you cover all the, most of the country? What does, how does Andrea focuses her business?
Yeah, I'm definitely in the New York City metro area. My focus has always been on a New York City interiors and core and shell. I do have a strong background in pharma in New Jersey, whether it be, you know, bio companies or hospitals and pharmaceutical corporate headquarters, just because of where my you know, some of my accounts have been over the years. But I do have some work in Florida. Okay. That's actually my own personal interest. I just want to get down to Miami and have a justifiable reason to be there. And I actually have two projects in Texas, one in South Texas and one in Houston.
So yeah. You're telling me that you get to travel, which is kind of cool. So
in theory, I can leave the house again, but like for right now, this is as far as I get, right?
So it's all virtual right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just been far too busy to be able to step away from New York City right now. There's just way too much going on.
Right. So what's happening in the world today with the pandemic? Has it affected business in any way for you guys at all?
Yeah, I needed this. I needed this to get kind of the audience to think out of the box, right? So I had always been disruptive marketing. I had always been the trailblazer saying, let's do something different. Let's stop following the herd. You know, let's stop being sheep here, people. And everyone was very resistant, right? You know, I have a sales and marketing company. So I take both of those elements, I put them under one roof, and then they outsource the entire process to me. Right. That's a very uncomfortable concept, unless you're in a time of change, right? So people would say, you know, I have a kid that does my website, or I don't need a website, I don't need findability. And now everybody knows that that's not the truth, right? Like, how change, you do need to be findable in a digital marketing platform. And you know, all of this traditional BD people have been kind of furloughed and let go. And they're looking at what their options are within the market. The companies are looking at cost efficient ways to satisfy those, you know, to satisfy that growth of the pipeline without the cost, right? So people weren't into my company as a solution as easily because it's a very out of the box concept. And right. Now it just makes sense, right? So it's almost like I had created it in advance of everybody being really comfy with it.
Well, especially too, because it's what you hit it on the head. You have to be findable. I love that word, even though it might not be a good word or a word in the dictionary, but it is true. You have to be findable. You have to be present online. And I think we talked before the show about a week ago. We're talking about Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all that. So, do you advise your clients to make videos on YouTube or Instagram?
Absolutely, 100%. So, there's a couple of things that I've said are just a requirement in this market, right? They are, one, stop sending those daily emails that no one wants to see. These drip campaign emails that are just cheesy and they're flooding everyone's inbox. Everybody's got an official statement on, like even my dog food company had an official statement on COVID. You know, it's too much content when people don't want it, right? When they want to be in their inbox, they want to be efficient. But they do want everybody scrolls Instagram every morning like it's the paper, right? Okay. Some for different reasons, but everybody scrolls Instagram. So right. A pushed ad on Instagram, I think, can go wonders. Clickable content that leads to short explainer videos, like how you and I have discussed. Right. Findability, and people don't want to read your freaking email. But if you send them a link, right, to a little explainer, one bullet, and then the link to the explainer, that could be a 30-second, 60-second video. Now you can pitch people without having to get on the Zooms, and you can really have a conversation with people without on their time, right? Because chances are their time's at 2:00 in the morning because we all have the most bizarre schedule in the world.
Right.
So I think that being able to create content on social media, not Facebook, in my opinion. Okay. I think Facebook right now is for the angry and bored. Okay.
okay.
I think that Instagram is for the entrepreneur. Instagram is for the startup. They look like they're having fun.
Right.
There was Wi-Fi. This is why we're here.
okay. Gotcha. So,
I definitely think that Instagram is the way to go. YouTube is the way to really explain to customers how your business operates.
So, you in your opinion, since you've been doing this, because I'm taking notes as you see me, we're talking about Instagram. Do a short video. Obviously, provide content and use YouTube efficiently. Now, with it, so if we do send an email, it should just say, hey, my name is so-and-so, check out this, you know, 30 second clip or 60 second clip explaining what we do as a business, or are we looking for business also? Or we're providing content? What, how should we always format?
I think your video should be one extraordinarily short, No one wants a 5 minute, you know, life story of anything. Everything should be, you know, 25 seconds to 45 seconds. It, if it's really well produced, you know, 90 seconds.
Okay.
So you have to keep it short, but so I would make sure that all of your content is, it's for giving informative information on trends that you're the expert for, and explaining your offerings in bite-sized pieces.
Right.
In bite-sized pieces. That's it. Bite-sized.
You know, it's funny. I had on my podcast, I interviewed this gentleman talking about marketing, and he said the same thing you just said. And I'm like, well, maybe there is a trend, especially on the real estate side. If we're looking for sellers, and you know, we present ourselves in 30 seconds or whatever, saying, hey, I'm interested in buying your property. Give me a call. I could explain more in detail, blah, blah, blah. In other words, show who we are and show our personality. So is that more of the trend that you're seeing now, especially on social media?
I think yes, but like, just don't turn it into your own little narcissistic.
I gotcha.
They'll go nuts. Like, you know, keep it simple. Like, keep it simple, stupid, right? Like, keep it simple. You don't need to go live every day on Instagram. Like, you don't need to, you know, begin some kind of an inner monologue where you're, you know, just discussing life, your feelings, you know, all day long. You don't need that much content. Like, unless you're Gary Vee and you actually have something inspirational to say, and that's why people are logging in.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, Gary Vee is,
flood the feed, you know, like tone it down, you know?
So at your company, right. Being the president, when you're looking for clients, or clients are looking for you, you're doing the same thing, presenting a short video, or they're presenting a short video. Are we seeing what's happening in the world today? Are we seeing more and more networking being presented online, more so because of what's happening? Are we seeing that in the future?
I see a large opening right now for people previewing prospects, right? So I might be vaguely interested in partnering with your company, but I'm gonna like stalk you a little bit first, right? So I'm gonna follow you on Instagram, and I've already yelled at you 5 times. Like, you need to have an Instagram. I'm supposed to be selling my company, and all I'm trying to do is get you to get an Instagram account.
Right.
So I use it to kind of like stalk a little bit, like figure out, is this somebody I would want to do business with, right? Because I'm not going to waste a trip into Manhattan, right? Unless it's worth my money and it's worth my time, right? So I'll look on somebody's, you know, website. That could just mean they put a lot of money into a website. That doesn't mean that I like their company or what they have to offer. Sure. I like seeing the feedback, because I think it shows you a little bit about a person's personality, about a business's personality, and what they think is important, whether they're, you know, ego driven, which in New York City construction is, there's just nothing more than the machismo, you know, like the ego of a man. I get to know a lot about the companies that I'm going to be doing business with. Through what matters to them, and I think it comes across in their social media content for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we, as a potential client, we have to show what I guess our credibility is. That what you're looking for also on, is that what I'm getting by you being online? Whether, like you say, you got a $10,000 website, but that's not going to be enough.
Yeah,
for
I don't
you.
Care. Like your right. kid. Your kid probably made it for you. Like, I don't care what your website looks like. I mean, I want you to have one, and I want it to be findable. And I can't stand when somebody tells me that my kid does my website. And I'm like, that's great, because when I Googled your name, you were 5 on the list. And the 4 things before you were either your competitors or some really negative information that you shouldn't have just ignored, right? Something really negative that with some other content you could have buried. That content. Let me bury that content, like, because you're killing yourself, because every single person is going to check you out in some way, whether it be on social media or whether it be on the internet. and if you're allowing negative content to supersede your basic business profile information,
yeah,
you have already missed out on more customers than you will ever know.
Wow.
And
okay.
People take it completely for granted.
Right. So, but if we, so in other words, if you see a negative ad or a negative statement on someone, you'll try to help them get rid of that negative statement, because it could be someone that's jealous or someone that's just trolling you, or
but I'll explain to them what I will say is, you know, if you're telling me you already have a web developer, right, if you're telling me you already pay a marketing company, I'm telling you that you're wasting your money, right? Because if you have the perfect branded content of, you know, this curated, you know, content planning that you spent like $60,000 to set up, and you have the pens and the folders, and you bring out your little tchotchkes with, you know, the like this the construction helmet, right? But when I Google the company name, it talks about your former employee's indictment. I'm gonna say, get over the pens, right? Stop buying the pens. The pens aren't helping, right? Change the content, get rid of the one bad press moment that's in your company's checkered past, because no one cares about the tchotchkes, right? I haven't even yet to this day printed out a business card. I don't need it. If you know my name, or if you know how to find me, you'll find me.
Right.
I need a reputation that is verifiable. The business card is not important. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the business, I got to
tell people, Google me, do it. Because guess what? I show you why I'm a marketing company. It's bah, 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 bah. Like, there's plenty of content for you. My Google My Listing, perfect. It has videos, it has clickable links, my website, my social media, all of them are unified. They all feed off of one another. I have multiple platforms, I have multiple businesses, and they all talk to one another. That's creating wealth, you know, that's creating a business plan.
Right. Can you touch more based on that, on how everything interacts with each other? Can you explain, like, in how would someone that's looking to get into a business will use YouTube, Instagram, anything else?
So I work with companies. I give them like a full assessment of what it is that they have on digitally on them, what they're missing, where the errors lie. And then from there, I tell them where their weaknesses are, right? So the weaknesses could be that the website that they have doesn't have great mobile viewing, right? That they don't have short video content in their Google My Businesses. Putting a short video and having a Twitter account. No, I don't want Twitter. I don't know why I need Twitter, but having Twitter gets me higher ranking on my Google findability than anything else, right? So it's just the facts. So having these little steps in the process and utilizing the free advertising that's available right now to small local businesses, especially construction companies, Yelp, Google, they all have advertising and free advertising campaigns, Facebook, Instagram, SBA, they all have grants and free information on advertising right now during COVID. If you're not utilizing those, now you're just lazy.
Wow. Okay. So I'm now hypothetical. I'm a contractor, which I'm not, but if I'm a contractor and I'm looking for business, my business model is going to Home Depot and hopefully word of mouth. What does William Morales need to do? Again, it's hypothetical. I'm not in construction, but William Morales has to. Yeah, William
Morales. So word of mouth, you should be getting.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
You would definitely be having to encourage your customers to give you reviews, right? Because let them be your proof. Let them speak for you, not only when they bring you up in conversation, but then, you know, throughout that process, let them represent you and be your advertisers, right? So that could be, you know, taking a short email and taking a quote out of that and then posting that on your Instagram. You know, love when I get this great feedback from customers. Some of it would be little videos that you can have your customers, right? There's some people whose websites are just completely filled with videos of referrals.
Wow.
Especially contractors, because it makes people feel comfortable. If you love that contractor or whatever business owner enough that you let them record a video of you to post it on their website, you love that contractor, right? Like, you love them. It was a no-brainer for you. Right. I felt so good about this person's services that I felt comfortable endorsing them on video. No one likes the way they look on video except for narcissists.
Right.
So, right. That you know that person really did love that product, whatever it was, that speaks volumes. You know, I think it should always be balanced as well. I don't think right now, especially in 2020, everybody just pushes themselves like too much into one direction. Be a little bit of everything. Like, you don't have to go full Gary Vee. You don't have to go full Instagram live, you know, bothering the shit out of people all day long. I don't want your drip campaign emails and never ever you pick up the phone and just call me, right?
Right.
It should be balanced. You should do a little bit of everything. So you don't know what works for some people and what work doesn't work for others.
Right. I've heard that where some people prefer talking, you know, whether it's face to face or on the phone, or some people prefer just contacting me either through LinkedIn, email, or whatever. Do you run into people like that prefer just the written word than doing face to face with you, or
you make a really, really good point. LinkedIn, in my opinion, and I think I'm having a little bit of a connection issue. Okay. In my opinion, LinkedIn is for people that are looking for jobs and desperate salespeople, just so you know. That's my opinion, right? Because if you actually control business for construction, if you're a developer, you never log on to your LinkedIn because it's just people bothering you. Like, me, I'm needy. I want a purchase order. So stay balanced, right? Don't just make, because you know how many financial planners want to send you messages. I just assume every time I get a message from a stranger, it's from a financial planner trying to sign me up, right? For insurance or 401k. That's it, you know?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you there. Every time, like, I look at someone's profile and I see that they're in business development and this and that, and all of a sudden, and I make the mistake of accepting, 10 seconds later, I get a message. Yeah.
Hey, and then they talk to themselves in your inbox for days. Yeah.
And I'm saying, is this work? Yeah, exactly. No, and I'm not. I try to, if I accept someone, or if I look for a, you know, someone to say hi to, you know, this is down the road. I'm not looking for business right away. If I'm looking for a mortgage broker or whatever, but it's just, my God, you're right, Andrea. It's constant. I mean, I got so much in my inbox that after a while, I just put them in archives.
And I have to tell you, first of all, there's people that have conversations in my inbox one-sided for years, right? I've never even opened the messages, but they just keep going, right? It's just like, you know, well, I'm like you said, happy birthday repeatedly, right?
Right.
Every year. I've never answered. Like, I'm not visiting you. I don't know you, right? I don't know you. That's part of it. So I think what I use on my LinkedIn that I think is a little bit different is I just say something kind of like supportive, right? So during COVID, and everybody was saying, no, there's nothing going on, guys. There's nothing going on. Like, no business, no purchase orders, no transactions. And I was like, well, that's funny because I bought a fire pit a week ago. It's still sitting in the box, right? I haven't slept. I'm still sitting at my desk. It's 11 o'clock at night. And I couldn't get through this workload even if I tried, right?
Wow.
But I was ramping up in the middle of COVID and scaling my business. If that's the case, stop with the nonsense that y'all are telling each other, right? Like, they're all their own little sales negs. Remember, like, back in the don't be a neg when you know sales teams?
Sure.
They all became their own little neg. Like, they all started, like, feeding themselves the rebuttal, right? And that's not... We're not going to get anywhere doing that, guys. Can we just all stop, right? I posted a picture that said that. You know, it's been a week. I would love a mojito, Corona cocktail, and to use my fire pit, and I'm just too busy. Can we all stop letting people use the narrative that nothing's happening? And everybody responded, you're right. We're sick of it. That's just for lazy salespeople, or that's just, you know, I've never been busier. I hate when everybody talks about nothing's happening. Like, they're just the ones that didn't see the moment, their opportunity, their pivot, whatever it is, you know? And that's the stuff I post on LinkedIn. I don't tell people that I'll sell them a website or, you know, make them a logo. That's like, who wants to hear that? Like, I don't want to hear your value proposition on freaking Instagram.
And that's what I get though on LinkedIn. My God, or emails, unsolicited emails where I'm like, oh, I could build your website. I looked at your website, pretty good, but I could get you up in Google High. And I'm like, yeah. No, dude, or I don't know you. Yeah. I don't know your business model. Yeah. So with in being in the construction field, and this is a tough prediction to make, obviously, but I've been hearing in the office space that more and more people are pulling back their workforce. I'm hearing as high as 20% of the workforce to work from home. Is that a future trend that we might see? In is that something that's predictable, or obviously we have to wait and see?
So I think in some aspects, yes, and in some aspects, it's not realistic, right? I personally, I let my employees work 3 days a week. They pick the 3 days and it's like 11 to 5, right? Because I don't know about you, but I don't think I could ever, I couldn't work a 9 to 5 back when I had one.
That's okay, right?
So because of that, I really think that it's time that we revisit, right? I do want my employees in my face, but that's because that's the kind of manager I am. Like, I want to like listen to them when they're on the phone and be like, no, say it this way next time. I love that mentorship type atmosphere, especially with people that are doing something new and different. I like having them near me. I'm not a very trustworthy person either, because like I said, I was incapable of working a 9 to 5, like when I had one. So I want to see someone and I want to see that they're actually working. And I don't think I can, that remote is going to be in my life, right?
I did just join
the Classic Clark Club in Manhattan, right on the West Side Highway. And that will be our home. That will be our office moving forward. It is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I think that's going to be our WeWork, if you will.
Gotcha. We have a few more minutes here. So I wanted to talk about Reddit NYC. And how did you come in contact with Reddit NYC and Selma?
Oh, he's a powerhouse. I mean, he's been at it forever. His network contacts, you know, nationwide, like in all of the hot cities, you know, he's on the pulse of it. And I think the pulse, actually, I'm thinking of Rena, who I was with yesterday. She's been on the show as well. He's an institution in networking within construction and real estate and development. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this network before COVID, during COVID, and in every new way moving forward. Thank God he brings us together and we're able to help each other, right? Because these are all educational. This isn't about what I sell as a company. This is like, I've learned some shit along the way, right?
No, definitely. And it's funny because I remember, Andrea, now it's a year and 2 or 3 months. I remember when I went to him in June of last year and I told him, hey, listen, I'm interested in work with you for the podcast. And he goes, yeah, let's start right now. And I'm like, what? I wasn't even ready. But you know what? I've been enjoying it for over a year now. Like I said, I agree with you. Selma's a master networker. And he told me his email list, and I was like, Jesus, I got like a couple of hundred on my email list.
I keep doing these things because I just want access to that list. Just once. I will send out emails every day.
I will send out that
list every single day.
No, definitely. So, Andrea, listen, first of all, I appreciate you being on this Reddit NYC interview series. That's what I call it. You're an entrepreneur, you're a juggernaut, you're kicking ass. If somebody wants to look for you, what's the best way?
You Google me. I mean, I think it's that simple. My name is, like I said, clickable and findable. My name's Andrea Messes Bruno. My website is daconstructionadvisors.com. My email is Andrea Messes at daconstructionadvisors.com, as well as Andrea Messes at fixmyrank.com. And that's www.fixmyrank.com.
Fixmyrank.com. Sounds good. Well, listen, Andrea, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna go have a drink now.
All right, you do that, and I'll join you one day.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
All right, Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This was too easy.
Okay. Next time I ask you harder questions. Anyway, guys, that was Andrea Messes Bruno. Again, she's the president at DNA Construction Advisors, LLC. I'm going to thank her again for joining us in this busy schedule, her busy schedule. And sorry that if you're looking at my computer, my shelf looks crooked, but it's not. It's just a stand I'm using. Anyway, I want to thank Selman Yalcin for putting this event together. You can find them at redinnyc.com. That's redinnyc.com. You can find me at peertopeerrealestate.com. And before we go, guys, I just wanted to say hello to some of the sponsors that I didn't get a chance to this when we started. So gold sponsor, Carlos Seneca from CNA Seneca Construction. Gold sponsor, Vince Soriero from Property Shark. Silver sponsor, Laura Rivera from Challenge Elevator. Barry Redsda from Skyline Scaffolding. I also want to thank Amit Prasad from View. Yaya Mustak from Eco Safety. Michael Zeisman from City Bay Capital. Tariq Zuri from Hydrotech. Hydrotech Elevator World, Shelka Mamadev from Remax 100, and John De La Fuente from Real Estate Prints. I want to thank all of them for being sponsors for Red NYC. And again, my name is Willie Morales from Peer-to-Peer Real Estate. You can find me at peer2peerrealestate.com. And don't forget, tune into and check out Selman's site at redinnyc.com. Anyway, on behalf of Selman, thank you so much. My name is Willie Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. And please stay safe. Take care. Bye.